For impairment, we're going to have an impairment expense account. Whenever we have an impairment, we'll simply debit the impairment expense account, and we'll record any decrease in the value directly to the asset. Thus, in the cases of impairment, we're not going to have any accumulated contra account here. We're simply going to go directly to the asset itself. Note that we can actually impair PP&E as well, so impairment isn't exclusive to intangibles, but can actually be used for any long-term assets. The example below goes through a situation where a company purchased another company along with some goodwill. This goodwill is then going to end up not having its full amount of value, and consequently, we're going to have to take an impairment expense. Likewise, the machinery in this case, even though it's a physical item, is going to have to be impaired as we realize that the original book value we recorded at was not really appropriate given the machinery that it was.